Rise and Shine with Boomer doing sports talk his way. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the Morning, brought to you by ATB Financial, your home ice advantage. Nominate your community's unsung hero for ATB's Home Ice Hero Award at atb.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
All right. Just after 6 o'clock, the show continues this week from Bucerías, Mexico, where,
Is it close?
It wasn't really that close. There we are. That's it. We can end the week. Everyone go home.
All right, good.
Good work, guys. See you Monday. Play the montage, Jay. We're out of here.
Yeah. Good morning, Mr. Senior Pinder. How are you?
I'm well, Boom Boom. It's Friday. We need sleep. It's been a busy week. You're probably around that threshold. Usually at about 7 days, people are done with traveling.
Yeah, I've been swamped here, you know, just doing so much. I almost need a break. I need to come home so I can get a little bit of time out after all the just so much stuff going on here. But I'm ready to come home, ready to come back to Calgary and see everybody and do what we do, get back in studio. I miss you guys more than anything else. I don't like being apart. I feel like
we're
all better together. And absence makes the heart grow fonder. Something like that. Is there anything you guys wanted to say to me? Anything you guys wanted to maybe reciprocate as far as that was concerned?
Get a life!
Tonight it's the Calgary Flames in Arizona to play the Coyotes. What are the Coyotes? In your mind, Pinder, we know, okay, they're better than we thought they were, but how is it coming to be that they are better than we thought they were going to be?
Well, they're finally getting some goaltending out of Mike Smith. He was awful last year, and it hasn't been awful. Most of his time in the desert, he's been really reliable. That was gone last year. Keep in mind, their two major sales at the deadline, both those guys came back in Mahalik and Vermette, so they traded guys, got assets back, and then got the original players who they traded away to sign with them again. And then, of course, you can't look past Duclair and Domi, two young, I guess both rookie eligible. I think Duclair went down before playing 25 last year. I don't mind this hockey team at all. And I know that it's not real sexy. There's not a lot of fans. There isn't a huge amount of star power. You know, Shane Doan's another year older, but this is a well-coached team with a good goalie. That's usually a pretty decent formula.
Martin Hansel's been one of the more underrated centers in the West, I think. Very quietly goes about his business. More of a two-way, almost defensive center, but he's getting the numbers this year. He's got 18 points in 19 games. You mentioned Domi. He's leading this team in scoring. 8 goals and 18 points in 21 games. Michael Bodker has got a bit of offense there as well. You mentioned Duclair. He has 8 goals. Ekman Larson from the blue line has 14 and 21. And like you mentioned, you need to get some goaltending, and that they're finally getting it. They're paying him like a number one, and he's finally performing like a number one in Mike Smith. His save percentage is now back over 9. After a tough start, he's gotten his goals against under 3. He's at 2.95 now. His record 9-5-1. I don't know. Who are they play tonight? Do we know who the Flames are going to see? Because it's been a kind of a backup, kind of a start for other teams when they play the Flames.
That's good. I'll look see right now if there's anything official, but we do know it's going to be Rammel for a 12th straight time. I would be curious to see what is it. Lindback's their other option there.
Yeah, Anders Lindback. He's been okay. He's got a 2.51, a 9.909 save percentage. So he's performed all right, but this is like it always seems to be when you play the Coyotes. It's not about one individual. It's about the team. I think that we forget, in a way, that their coach is still a pretty good coach. Let me throw this at you, because I brought it up early, and I really kind of feel this way. If Dave Tippett were the head coach of the Chicago Blackhawks, would they have the same success under him as they have under Quenneville?
Ooh, I have no idea. I think the world of Dave Tippett, but... that's
I really
it's quite
honestly,
the if then, I don't know.
I really feel like the win-loss record, the Cups, I feel that it would be the same with Tippett. I don't see Joel Quenneville as that much greater a coach than Dave Tippett. What he was able to do in Dallas and has done in Arizona over the years, I think he's a terrific coach. No way to tell, but that's yeah. just kind of how I feel about it. So you move some player, like you say, you start getting younger. It's the it's in bold print, right? Get young. If you have youngsters, get them in your lineup because it can work. Tobias Reeder's a young guy that was kind of lost for a while. He's checked in there in Arizona. He's playing. You know, you mentioned Antoine Vermette. He's kind of he's doing all right. He's got 2 goals, 5 points in 15 games. But it's not him that's stirring the drink here. Shane Doan, 10 points in 20 games. It's really kind of graduated into that next plateau of young players for the Arizona Coyotes. So going to be a tough one for sure. At home, I was looking, what's their home record? It's quite strong. Just going to give it a quick look here because I paid attention to it. But you know what? You know, 4-4 at home. That's what it was. 7-5 on the road, but 4-4 at home. So I don't know how that necessarily draws in.
They're owed a lot of home games. That's what that means.
Yeah,
they've not played much at home at all.
They've given up some goals at home in the last 5 games. They gave up 5 in back-to-back games. They gave up 4 on another night. Not sure. You know, I think that this will be a night for them to... They probably feel like this is a winnable game for them. They'll come out and try and flex their offense. For the Flames, I don't know what to expect because we never know what to expect. You watch them play great and you think they can start to get on a bit of a roll and move things forward. And then 2 nights ago happens. Ramo's going to start. We don't know about Russell. He skated before the crew yesterday. And I think it was Bolick who actually stepped in his spot on line rushes.
Well, I'd think he'd play or they would have called someone up, right? Because they only got 6 D-men right now. So it's probably just a little rest. Or, you know, he did leave that last home game before he... against Chicago on Friday before they did say, okay, he's on the trip and he's going to play. But if he's injured and going to miss today, they would have recalled someone yesterday, you'd think, in the form of Nikladl or someone like that.
Instead, they bring up Marcus Granlund. He is called up. Yoni Ordeo clears waivers and is in Stockton. He will, I would guess, start playing absolutely immediately for
tonight,
them because they want him to play, and they need a goalie in Stockton. So that's it all worked out the way that really the Flames needed it to. It probably would have, whatever you think of Ordeo, it's the best-case scenario for the team, certainly moving forward. But, yeah, Marcus Granlund comes up. He was right in the middle of line rushes yesterday. I don't know if you saw what they were doing. Granlund with Hudler on his right side, Colburn on his left, moving David Jones up to the Monahan-Goudreau line, staging with Ferland and Raymond. And then the one line that does stay together, Backlund, Bennett, and Frolik. So, trying some different things out, at least during practice yesterday.
Yeah, is that not is that doghouse territory for Jury? I mean, this is the, you looked a little, not enough energy in practice. You're not going to play against Anaheim. And, we'll put you back in, but you're going to be with a rookie who's played, 1 game this year in the NHL? Mm-hmm. And, this is quite a fall from grace. This was a big-minute guy for Bob, and maybe it's just a week in terms of a blip on the radar versus how things are going, but this is not what you want during your contract year, is it? You should still be on that top line with Goudreau and Monahan.
Yeah, and I agree with you 100%, just because the team kind of skirted the issue, right? Like you were saying earlier on in the week, he's sick, it's a personal day. I don't know that they wanted to stir up the pot and make headlines where there didn't need to be, but clearly Bob's been unhappy with him. He sat. He's going to get back in, but he's not going to just jump right into the cushy spot, if you want to call that, on the top line. He's going to have to earn his way back, and I agree with you. I would think third line minutes and playing on the right side of the guy who's just been called up, that's how you start to work your way in. We've got it now. It's an early Arizona start.
How about that?
Hey, where are these in the middle of the week, right? Where's the Arizona at 7 start for us?
Only on a Friday, apparently.
Apparently. So 7 o'clock, they'll drop the puck at the Gila River Arena with warm-up going.
Gila.
At 6. We've got the Pinder Report coming up. Warner will sashay his way down to the lobby bar here as well. Ooh. And We'll do the hockey dealie. No games last night, but still some interesting stories coming from the National Hockey League involving the Edmonton Oilers, the Montreal Canadiens, and more. So we'll do the dealie when we come back. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 mornings with Boomer in the Morning on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Streaming live at sportsnet.ca/960.
Boomer and Warner in the Morning, brought to you by ATB Financial, your home ice advantage. Know someone whose quiet hard work makes hockey happen in your community? Nominate them for ATB's Home Ice Hero Award at atb.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
17 minutes after the hour, we are live in Bucerías, Mexico, the final day of the Boomer and Warner in Mexico trip with Marlin Travel. Coming up, Elliot Friedman will join us. Get some of the details on what's happening. Pick his brain. Warner going to join us. Pinder getting ready with the Pinder report.
Very curious to see what Elliot has to say on the old Pittsburgh front, knowing his connections. That just, I don't know, something smells weird. I'm just not going to simply write that off as, you know, someone trying to get press. I think there might be more to the story there.
You know what? I don't disagree. I don't like that.
That's twice, and I'm counting, that you've either been 100% with me or agree. You watch yourself. I don't know if you're mellowing in the weather or what.
Great joy in disagreeing with you. I don't like it either. Let's do the hockey report, shall we?
Boomer's Hockey Report, brought to you by Northwest Acura. Understanding is the first step to making the best deal. The multi-language staff is ready to help you. Visit northwestacuracalgary.com.
There were no games in the NHL last night. The NHL is smart enough to recognize you don't go head-to-head with the National Football League. So they decided, let's not do that. They had a whack of games two nights ago. They'll play a bunch tonight, but none from last night. Still, news coming from the National Hockey League. We'll start with the Montreal Canadiens. They had to recall Dustin Tokarski from St. John's yesterday as Carey Price, we saw in the highlights from two nights ago, injuring himself. Mike Condon had to come in after 40 minutes. Price missed nine games earlier this season with a lower body injury, had just come back in the weekend, and now has left again. Ren Lavoie is one of our insiders with RDS. And, the TVA Sports, is that what he's doing now? Either way, he's a regular with Pat Steinberg on Hockey Central at noon. There's really no timetable. They're saying it's at least a week, but watching the way Price labored in the net, they're saying it's the same injury, but maybe it's more than one. Is this a multiple injury thing? We asked Ren Lavoie yesterday.
There's a lot of people who are thinking that Carey has a nip issue too. You know what? My feeling is, and I'll be honest with you, there's not only one problem. I feel that there's multiple problems on his right leg. Be related to a groin issue too. I mean, this is a goaltender who's battling hard right now to make sure that, you know, he can play. Telling Carey Price he won't play a game, he's going to be upset, I'm telling you. He really loves to be in front of his net, and he really loves the game. So but at this point, I think there's multiple problems. Maybe the knee is the biggest one. So and the management will have to make a decision, and doctors will have to make a decision.
So that is, again, in the opinion of Ren Lavoie, but he's around the team and he's fairly dialed in when it comes to hockey and knowing what's going on in the inside circles. So now you wonder if it's a hip, if it's a knee, if it's a groin, if it's multiple injuries, and if it's in fact to the extent that he says it is. You got to wonder, how could this be a 1 week situation? This kind of starting to smell more from Lavoie here that it could be a long term kind of a situation. They may need to shut him down for the long term.
Every time Carey didn't have to go through surgery, was needed. Believe me, if it was needed, it would have been done a long time ago. But now you're asking yourself, okay, this is a problem that's there since a long time, and everything that we tried, it obviously is not working. So what's the next step? Why the problem is always there, and what really needs to be done to correct it? Can you rest Carey Price for 3 months? Is it going to be enough for him to be back at 100% and to make sure that this injury will be gone? Do we need to go under the knife to repair the damages? If yes, when are you doing that? Are you doing that right now? Will it hurt yourself for the playoffs? If you're doing it at the end of the season, does it mean that Carey, will play at the World Cup because he's a starting goaltender right now. You know, there's not a good time to do it, to be honest with you. And I'm not saying that he needs to go under the knife. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is there's a problem. There's an issue.
Boy, I'll tell you, if there's something, they got to do this fast, right? I mean, I've never really fully understood, and I guess I've never been the player that had to choose, but why there's a reluctance to do the surgery, because it seems like so rarely, just give it rest and rehab and it'll be fine. It never seems like that works in the end.
Well, we seem to always remember the ones where they, we'll just rehab it and then it immediately gets re-injured again. So I'm with you on that. And whatever you have to do to get Carey Price healthy for, I don't know, what, mid-March, early April, give him a few
even
starts.
Even if it's round two, right?
Yeah. Well, think back to Henrik Lundqvist last year, right? I mean, the team is cruising. You're in first place. You're the best team in your division. I don't care if he misses 3 months. Just do whatever you have to do to make sure he's ready to go for the playoffs. It's exactly what we saw with the Rangers last year. I'm sure a backup will look fine. That's a very good hockey team in front of him.
So we'll keep an eye on that and see what that story is. I would guess it's probably closer to being a bad news story than good news. In Edmonton, good news in terms of Connor McDavid. The report coming out that he is weeks ahead of schedule, that the broken collarbone is healing faster. Mark Spector was on talking about the amazing rehabilitation efforts of Connor McDavid.
His collarbone is way ahead of schedule. I suspect, no one's giving you a date, I suspect it's going to be in the last half of January, so the kid might still get another 35 games in.
My question is this. Why is this important?
No, it's
why
McSavior.
To me, there's so much pressure on him to begin with. Now, there's an expectation that he's got to be back ahead of schedule. Why in late November are they, he's weeks ahead. He's going to be back. He's going to be back soon. Now he's got to be back soon. Or he's, you know, letting them down. I don't understand the way they do business. I do not get it. So they come out yesterday. He's weeks ahead. Okay. So what? If he's a week away or 2 weeks away, then come out and tell, you know what? He might be back instead of a month from now. He might be back next week.
Jinxie pants, right?
It's just, I just don't understand. Kari Lehtinen is out with an upper body injury for the Dallas Stars. They brought up Jack Campbell. Lots of injury, lots of goalie stuff. And Flames recalled Marcus Granlund yesterday. Yoni Ordeo goes down. The Mario Lemieux thing, is this gaining steam or is it losing steam? The Mario Lemieux, Sidney Crosby thing.
Find out at 7:45 with Elliot. I mean, that's the only place I can go on that.
No.
He knows more than we do.
Nail Yakupov out weeks due to that injury with the linesman that he sustained the other night. I wonder if he's ahead of schedule already.
Oh, yeah. Spector says he's 24 hours ahead of schedule.
That's good. We'll call that the hockey report here on your Friday morning.
Boomer's Hockey Report brought to you by Northwest Acura. Get up to $6,000 in cash rebates on select 2015 clearance models. Check out the newly renovated dealership at northwestacuracalgary.com.
We pull a quick turn here and come right back. The Pinder Report is next. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the morning, brought to you by ATB Financial, your home ice advantage. Know someone whose quiet hard work makes hockey happen in your community? Nominate them for ATB's Home Ice Hero Award at atb.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer in the morning, only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the morning, brought to you by ATB Financial, your home ice advantage. Celebrate your rink's unsung hero and nominate them for ATB's Home Ice Hero Award worth $5,000. Learn more at atb.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
We go through your Friday morning. It is Boomer and Warner in the morning in Bucyrus, Mexico with Marlin Travel. A successful trip to Mexico will come to an end for us today. We'll be back in studio on Monday morning. It's a game day for the Flames tonight. Get that helmet on. Details on that and much more as we get into what you need to know inside the Pinder Report with Ryan Pinder. Good morning, Ryan.
Boom, boom. Good to hear your voice and excited to see you back in studio next week.
Because thanks, buddy.
It will mean you won't be gloating for Mexico. Flames open a back-to-back tonight in beautiful Glendale against the Coyotes. Surprisingly good squad this year. Kari Rammo in line for his 12th straight start. 12. 12 in a row.
I think there was a 20 questions, wasn't there, when he first went down. I was like, will he ever play for the team again? Will he ever be back in Flames net? I was like, maybe. Not sure. Yeah.
Well, then your 20 questions 2 weeks ago was, when will the streak end? And 12 was the answer that I'd come up with, thinking that here's a back-to-back San Jose on Saturday. So the starting part of the goaltending equation has stayed the exact same, while the man in the ball cap on the bench will be different, as Jonas Hiller's been activated. As for our pal Yoni Ortio, he was put on waivers yesterday and cleared. We hardly knew you, Yoni. Though he's been healthy and on the roster since the outset of the season, 22 games in, Yoni was given just 2 starts in the Flames net. 2 out of 22.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're sure he's not pumped to be off to California's murder capital for a while, at least he's going to get to ply his trade. Not just practice.
It's all fun. I mean, but it's part of the business. You know, like we last time it was Rams, and now it's my turn. So, but at least I'm excited to actually play some games. That's what I need right now, and I'll get a chance to do that down there. And well, who knows how long this arrangement is gonna last? But I'm just looking forward to play.
Could be playing as soon as tonight. We're going to miss you.
Yoni Ortio.
Yoni Ortio.
Yoni Ortio.
Who knows? Maybe he'll be back in a week. He'll play 12 in a row. We really don't know. One other transaction yesterday with Marcus Granlund being recalled from Stockton. Flames general manager Brad Treliving joined the boys yesterday afternoon to talk about, well, just that.
He's probably been the most consistent player. You look at our center ice position here right now, we thought it was the right move right now. Based on his performance, he can give us, you know, he's a guy who can play in a lot of different situations. He can give you some secondary and backup offense.
Yeah, so that's good. He can play all positions. He's good in the penalty kill where they've struggled, and has, as you heard there, he's been Stockton's best player pretty much over the course of the season. He was sent down really early on. As for the Yotes, they've played 3 of the better clubs in the NHL over the last 3 games. They beat Montreal 3-2 last week before a loss to the Jets with their backup in over the weekend, and beating the Ducks Wednesday night. That's not bad, especially a Ducks team that we thought might have turned a corner after shellacking the Flames, as they always seem to do at the Honda Center. Thoughts on the opponent, and exactly how in the world, a month and a half into the season, we would be calling this club a favorite over the Flames in the offseason? This seemed preposterous.
Yeah, we know that youth is served right now in this National Hockey League. They brought in Max Domi and Anthony Duclair. I think the injection of just that youth makes some other guys a little bit better. We talked about Martin Hanzel. I think he's always been a very good player, but now has a little bit more to work with around him. I still think that they're very well coached. They're getting some goaltending. I don't think they're a cup contender. Will they be a playoff contender? Maybe. But I think they've had a really good start, and a lot of it has to do with that, certainly the two young guys.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey will start with warm-up at 6 and puck drop at 7. American Thanksgiving games, thank you, Jay, in the books. Opening week 12 of your NFL season, the Detroit Lions exploited the Eagles' thin secondary yesterday, getting 3 touchdown receptions from Calvin Johnson's 45-14 the final. Chip Kelly's in big trouble.
This is going great.
Well, it looked all right the first year, and after that, I don't know what you do here. They look lost, and maybe if you give them a franchise quarterback, things look different, but I just don't see progress at all with the Eagles.
No. He came in, cut a wide swath, shipped out all the players he didn't want. It was controversial. Came in with that, you know, no huddle offense, it's going to be fast, teams aren't going to be able to adapt. Well, number one, you won't be able to continue to do that for very long, and B, yes, teams can adapt. And, it's Bradford is okay, and then Sanchez is not okay. They're a mess. I guess he's got to be on the, well, he's on the hot seat for sure. Do you think that's it? Is this it? The Chip Kelly experiment over?
Well, I don't know. I think it's going to be a pretty important final 5-6 games for them, because if they don't play well, I think you're right. I think it's moving van time. If they can 500 or better, maybe you give them an offseason to try to find a quarterback, because Bradford's been awful and Sanchez is awful, as you said. But certainly not where they thought they'd be after making the playoffs in year one of the Chip Kelly era. The Panthers quickly left no doubt in anyone's minds about who the better team in Dallas was yesterday. Even yourself in retro, who liked the odds of a Cowboys win, had to have known early this wasn't going to go Jerry Jones' club's way.
14th play of this drive, and a first and goal. And it's Cam Newton tumbling in for another touchdown. The first offensive touchdown of this game.
Whew, that made it 30 to something that wasn't close to 30. Wow. Romo was back. He threw three picks. Two were run back for majors by the other team's defense. Oh, and that was before he left the game with a recurring collarbone injury on the left side.
Chancing it when you come back. I mean, that's the hard part is playing knowing that you're trying also not to get hurt, which is silly, and you can't do that. You just got to go play. And, yeah, but we knew that was part of it. Collarbones happen all the time like that. That's the tough part of them. It's a similar type feeling, but you never know until you go in and get an x-rayed and do all that other stuff.
33-14 Carolina, the final. They move to 11-0. The Cowboys are 3-8. We're going to win the division now that Romo's back. It's a bad division. Romo's undefeated. Go home, Cowboys. You're drunk.
Oh, cocky!
The night game wasn't scintillating at all.
That is so inside.
The Packers looked mediocre on home field again.
Son of a bitch! You done messed up, A.A. Ron!
You done messed up, A.A. Ron! They lose again on home field. This is crazy. Just 2 weeks after losing to the Lions at Lambeau, their first loss to the Lions at Lambeau since 91. They play every year. Lions are awful, and the incredibly mediocre Bears beat them last night, 17-13. Minnesota now licking their chops. They can now pass the Packers for top spot in the NFC North with a victory against Atlanta, who is in free fall on Sunday. Whew, bad loss of the Pack.
On Brett Favre night.
Yeah.
On Brett Favre night, you lose at Lambeau.
Favre never lost to the Lions in over his career.
The Bears.
That is ugly, ugly, ugly home losses just over the course of three
Good
years.
Luck, man. You're the best.
You're the best. Love you. Peyton.
You're
Peyton.
Best.
Peyton. Peyton. I'm in a tree right now. I can't talk Peyton. Real loud. If I give you one piece of advice, keep your hammer
Jennifer.
In your pants.
I'm in a tree stand.
Peyton. Don't pull your hog out.
Ottawa Redblacks quarterback Henry Burris was named the CFL's MOP last night.
Yeah, you know me.
The MOP doesn't stand for most old player. It's most outstanding. The 40-year-old received the honor at the CFL Awards Banquet. 71 of 75 first-place votes. Tip of the cap to Bo Levi, but I think he knew before this was happening that it wasn't going to go his way. Also, the Redblacks receiver Brad Sinopoli, another ex-stamp, was also honored. He wins the league's Outstanding Canadian, beating out Blue Bombers defensive end Jamal Westerman. And the only other Stampeders nominee happened to be Rene Paredes. He loses out in special teams to Brennan Banks of Hamilton. CFL also unveiled a new logo yesterday at the awards banquet, and everybody hates it. Not because it's bad, but because it's a new logo.
No! God, please, no! No!
No one likes new logos. Also last night, got to give a shout-out to Calgary Dinos quarterback Andrew Buckley. He finishes his collegiate career in style, winning a second straight Heck Crichton Trophy as the most outstanding player in Canadian university football. How about this year? 8-0 with the Dinos in the regular season, 19 touchdowns, only one pick. He also rushed for over 250 yards in three majors.
Dude.
Yes, very much a dude. Calgary Hitmen shoot for an eighth win in a row tonight. They host Regina at the Dome, 7 o'clock start.
Yeah, playa!
And I don't know if you heard about this. Very interesting event went on in a sport that you're not...
Sports! Boomer hates only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
All right, so the number 3 pick in the 2015 draft. Yes, he was in a bit of a street fight. The 76ers lost to the Boston Celtics, and Jahlil Okafor and some of his buddies went out on the town and ended up in an altercation in front of a Boston nightclub. Okafor was screaming at a man on the street. Well, I can't say that on radio. A scuffle ensued, and, well, you can't say the NBA is always boring. You've got a street fighter going on with Jahlil Okafor.
Hadouken!
That's your Pinder report.
All right. Thank you, Pinder. May have to do that one again later in the show. We're at 6:44. We will break. We are here in Bucerías, Mexico. Final show from the Marlin travel trip down here to Mexico. In 1 hour from right now, our pal Elliot Friedman going to swing by. It's a game day for the Flames. 7 o'clock start, 6 o'clock warning. You know all the details. We're here, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Morning Hockey Talk with Boomer. Only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the morning, brought to you by ATB Financial, your home ice advantage. Celebrate your rink's unsung hero and nominate them for ATB's Home Ice Hero Award worth $5,000. Learn more at atb.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Friday morning, we are making our way through it here with Boomer and Warner in the morning in Mexico with Marlin Travel. Pinder and DeForest in studio. Retro and myself here back near the lobby bar at the resort.
They're not serving, are they?
Well, this bar isn't. It doesn't open till later in the day. They kind of have sporadic, right?
Nightclubby kind of place.
Yeah, lobby this is
creep.
Lobby creep. There's a few creeps
there
in this lobby.
Is a lobby.
Oh, what is it about lobbies and crepes? It's like they spawn there. That's where I don't know.
We had a serious stare down about 5 minutes ago.
Really?
Just blatant. Yeah. Just blatant. Just like up and down, left and right. Just who and what are you things?
Yeah. I love it when you're doing these things. And yeah, we've got a table in front of us. And it's a little bit different. There's people here talking into
different,
a microphone.
But obvious.
But they still have no other reaction but to stop directly in front of you, slack-jawed, and just gawk. It's as though they feel like they're not, like they're invisible.
You are the wild chimpanzee.
Yeah. Hi, slack-jawed yokel.
It's like a baby panda at the zoo. Oh my gosh, look at this.
But yeah, the lobby.
So cute.
The lobby creep. Where else do you go if you're. Right. I mean, where else are you going to put out the vibe if you're a lobby creep than in the lobby? You got to get yourself a couple drinks, get that elbow up on the top of the bar, put it out there,
just
show the ladies.
Get judgy. Get on it.
You know, it's like when wild turkeys, when they get their plumage out and start shaking their tail feather. That's what the lobby creep does. This is it, Retro. We got to go home.
I'm ready.
You're at?
I'm sufficiently relaxed. I'm beached out.
You're beached out. You're relaxed.
I've wrestled enough dolphins. I don't need to go in the ocean anymore.
Built enough churches. Saved enough lives.
Boomer was feeding dogs again. Wild hyenas last
night. Yeah, there were some.
Deer.
I love dogs, eh?
Come on. Now, what's the tan to burn ratio, boys? We need the update because Rhett was saying he wasn't going to use sunscreen, which is about the worst advice anyone can give another human.
I love cats, eh?
He was all talk.
He was very. I wore sunscreen one day on the fishing vessel.
Can you?
I am.
You are the worst with microphones.
No. You're giving. This is the exact same as every day.
This is what I did. I don't believe in sunscreen.
Talk into the mic, dude.
It's the exact same every day.
Put it on.
I'm not rubbing it on my chin. Sorry. It's not what I'm doing. I'll take the day off if you need to.
You may as well. I can't turn it up, Jay, because then I'm going to get all the ambient noise.
Then Retro, just talk louder.
No, listen. He just needs to talk into his mic. That's all. That's all we need to do. It's the same as in the studio.
Okay, this is boring for people.
You're boring for people.
I think that maybe Boom and I have spent too much time.
We spent too much time together?
Married couple.
No, we're ready to come home. Your kids will have all that relaxation. Squeezed right out of you.
Oh, half hour.
Good 45 minutes.
Yeah.
You're like, Jesus, I don't know why I was so anxious to get out.
Get home late. Be excited, see them. Then it'll be bedtime. And by the time they're asleep, it'll be like, oh.
Could use another drink. Where's the lobby bar? Game day for the Flames. They're taking on the Coyotes. We've talked about this Coyote team. They're... I want to watch this game so I can see what they are. I know that they've got the young players. It seems like they're feeding off of that a little bit. I think we forget to a certain extent that they're still well coached. You just watch the fact that, well, they haven't been making the playoffs. You give that guy and his crew something to work with. They're going to make something happen.
Well, you got to wonder, were they that bad last year? Or was Mike Smith that bad last year? Right? Because when they were playing well and they're making a playoffs there, what, they lose to L.A. in the semifinals? Smith was pretty good. And last year, off year, so the whole team struggles. This year, who's good again? Smith.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a surprise. And those kids, that's new age NHL, isn't it?
Yeah. They're for real. I don't think there's any doubt. I don't think anyone's expecting that Max Domi's a flash in the pan. People have been excited about Max Domi for a while. And you know what? We've talked about it with the Flames. There's no replacement for hard work. I would anticipate that Dave Tippett has these guys working hard. I don't think that you're going to go in there and see a lazy Coyotes team. They probably skate you. They're probably happy to go end-to-end, to rush the puck. They've got some offensive guys. Oliver Ekman-Larsson on the back end is doing, again, what he does, which is put up points and be a catalyst for them on the power play. I said to Pinder earlier, I view Dave Tippett in the same realm as I do Joel Quenneville. Yeah. I feel if Dave Tippett was coaching the Blackhawks, it'd be the same level of success for the Blackhawks. I really do.
Well, yeah. Babcock.
Yeah.
If Tippett went to Detroit, he wouldn't know.
I think he does this. Honestly, I think he does the same thing. You saw what he did in Dallas. That was a very good team when they, you know, before a Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin showed up. Nonetheless, it's more about the Flames for tonight. They're bringing Jiri Hudler back in. He's going to skate with Marcus Granlund, who was just recalled, and Joel Colburn. Pinder, you made the assessment. This is doghouse, right?
This is
Jiri getting himself out of the doghouse after a healthy scratch.
Well, okay, so let's rewind the tape. Exactly, what, 8 days ago, it was, oh, he's off for personal reasons. That's why he's not at practice. And then the following day, 24 hours later, oh, he's got the flu. He was scratched against Chicago. He looked himself in practice, according to many people at the rink, before Tuesday's game in Anaheim. His energy's not where, you know, he's maybe not back to full 100%. He doesn't play. And now he comes in centered by the guy that just recalled from Stockton. Like, this is exactly doghouse territory. When you get centered by a guy with one game this year and you led the league in even strength points last year.
If it was a personal matter, if it was an injury matter, wouldn't you put him right back in his usual spot?
Exactly.
I think this is here's where you're going to be. You're going to play with these guys. David Jones, he's going to ascend to that top line. And let's see how you play. Maybe you'll earn that job back. Do you see it the same way?
Yeah. It worries me in two ways. Is he going to help the team win? And if he's not, is he going to... I kind of look at it like, is he the kind of guy that's going to respond well to this sort of demotion and criticism? And are you doing yourself any favors as a organization by
devaluing an asset?
Yes, that's the term I'm looking for. Yeah. So I'm worried about it a little bit. You hope he comes back and scores some points and plays well. I'm not sure I've never seen him have to deal with that type of criticism from his head coach.
What do you now, Pinder? You kind of look at the numbers that maybe Rhett and I don't as quickly jump to. What is there any underlying number? Is there any reason that would suggest why a year ago, 5-on-5, he was strong? He was one of the more dependable players. He was a good power play asset, even though it was his 5-on-5 numbers. He hasn't had a very good start to the season. Is there anything to kind of suggest or explain what's going on with Hudler at this point?
I don't know, and I don't know that it hasn't been attached to Monahan's slow start as well, because that sort of led Bob to shaking the lines up more than we would have seen last year at any juncture. I mean, we have seen him with, Backlund and Bennett a little bit. He's played elsewhere on the roster. I think last year that line was in ink.
Out of necessity, though,
pencil.
Right?
Trying to shake out of necessity. Offense. But the first month of the year, they weren't scoring, and they just kept scrambling lines, and I don't think he's lost chemistry with that top line, but I think Bob's more open to the idea of him not playing there. And let's be honest, like, is this the front nine or the back nine for Jiří? He wasn't quick last year, but he had good players around him. He's not quick this year, and all of a sudden he's not playing with your two best forwards as much. I don't know. I mean, he's a good player, but this is not the contract year you want if you're him or his agent.
He's a good smart player, and he's skilled, and he can play with guys, but I don't think he's the guy that carries them.
Right? And that was the debate last year. Which of the three carried them? And we didn't really know, when it's clear this year that Gaudreau is the straw, right?
Yeah. 31 years of age, he'll be 32 come January. Need more out of him.
Old man. Don't sign him.
31 goals. Remember, 31 goals a year ago, 76 points in 78 games. He's got 4 goals so far this season in 20 games. So I would say he's off his 30-goal pace.
Just a little.
Going to be Kari Rammel going in net again for his 12th in a row. What was the number you brought up?
13.
When you said 13 was going to be the max. They'd go
12.
Back up at 13.
I said 12.
So this is it?
This is it. They got Hiller ready to go, and that travel, I think you see Jonas tomorrow, unless there's a seriously sound performance from Kari. Like, if he allows 4 and they lose, it's Hiller time. If they win and he allows 1 or 0, maybe that's you play him again, but it's not like he needs reps anymore. They're playing the crap out of this guy.
You don't want to rush him back. I mean, you saw what happened to Price. You saw what happened to Tony Romo. You got to be careful with this stuff, Pinder.
Yeah, it's true, but you know, could they have rushed him back 2 weeks ago? Are they being extra patient? We don't know that, right?
Well, they didn't have. Oh, they did have an extra goalie, so maybe they didn't rush him back.
Right, and remember, he and Price got injured around the same time. Price was back, what, 10, 14 days ago, something like that? Hiller's was supposed to be just a week as well, and it's not the same injury, and I get that, but maybe they have been really patient. We just don't know.
I feel like we've, between the three of us combined, from August, September forward, we've spent a great deal of time talking about average goaltenders.
Below, you know, average, I mean? Goaltenders.
A whole lot below of our average life has been spent.
Just hours and hours of our life has been spent talking about guys who are really AHL gold caliber goaltenders right now.
Or backup, yeah, exactly. And
in fact,
don't we take for granted the Mika years? For what, like a decade there, we just never talked about net mining?
In fact, two of the three have already been in the AHL this year. Good God almighty.
The other one was smart enough to get hurt and not risk being sent down.
Can't go. I'm hurt. Sorry. It's just in front of 7 o'clock. Pardon me. 8 o'clock in Central Time. Mm. We're here in Mexico. It's our final day.
He's alive.
I know he's... I was wondering what was going on. Now, Thomas is one of the... When we started on the trip... You know, we'll get into it after the top of the clock, but we've got a fan of the Fan 960 update after the top of the clock. Sportsnet 960, the Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the Morning. Brought to you by ATB Financial, your home ice advantage. Nominate your community's unsung hero for ATB's Home Ice Hero Award at atb.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960, the Fan.